You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today, we have a big, big, big topic. It is a continuation of this series on change that we've been doing. I hope you've had the opportunity to listen to the first one, which was 2 days ago, which I talked about why I don't set goals. And then yesterday, episode 119 of Three Secrets to Change. Today, we're going to be talking about this. What if you weren't so distracted? I know. What if you weren't so distracted? This is the third in a series on change. I'll tell you, I love change. There's something about change that is so incredible. And maybe the reason why I love it so much is I've become kind of a master at it. Reason being is because, you know, when you go through three divorces, you kind of have a lot of practice with mastering change, right? And it wasn't until I began to change that my entire life began to change and shift, and I started to create the desires of my heart. And I desire the same thing for you, my dear. So today, I want you to ask yourself that. What if you weren't so distracted? Now, it's interesting. I could say that I came up with this question, but really I didn't. This soul story goes back several years ago in which I was contemplating the new year, okay? And at that time, I was thinking about really all that I had going on and feeling like I was spinning a lot of plates, even though I already had the revelations that I've already shared with you in the last two episodes. But it was still like I still had a lot going on. And it's because I was putting my energy towards creating a lot of things, okay? And that was all well and good. Things were going well. I was happy. Things were good. But there was still this desire for the next level. And in the past, I thought that the next level would be more, something bigger, something grander, something more. And instead, what I was really desiring was something profound. Something profoundly simple. And so as I was sitting here and I was contemplating the new year and I was thinking about all the different things I had going on, and this is what I heard in my heart. Shannon, imagine what we could do if you weren't so distracted. And I was like, oh my goodness, yes, that's amazing. Wow. So I allowed myself time to imagine. There's something, my dear, that's so powerful about imagination and the act of imagining, and not even an act, but the doing, the full engagement in imagination and imagining. Imagine what your life would look like if you weren't so distracted. Take some time right now and let that settle in. Imagine if you weren't so distracted. Because at that time, I was doing a lot of good things. I was doing things I liked. I was doing things I loved. However, I was desiring something profound, something more than good, something great, something amazing, something really divine. And so as I sat there and I contemplated and I imagined and I considered the possibilities, I began to feel this creative energy that rose up within me with such a focused intention like I had never felt before. And I was like, oh my goodness, yes, imagine the possibilities. Imagine what we could do if we weren't so distracted. So in that moment, I made a decision. I made a decision to let so many things go. Like honestly, I gave away a business. I had a business that was a successful business. I didn't even wait to sell it. I simply gave it away. I had so many other commitments that I had made. I wrapped those up very quickly, and actually, believe it or not, I said no to at least three, possibly four channels of income. I know, that sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? But I was so certain and so sure of my decision. Now, I wasn't sure of the outcome. I didn't know, honestly, if it would work. But I knew that I was willing to work. Yes. I knew that I was willing to work and I was totally all in. And I remember thinking, if not now, when? And I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm not waiting anymore. I'm going to stop waiting and I am going to start creating at such a focused, intentional, on purpose, all in one single focus. And let me tell you, it was phenomenal. And as I made that decision and I felt it building up inside of me, I thought, you know what? I'm not even sure if it's going to work, but I'm going to tell you right now, I will die trying. I remember talking with my daughter about it, and I said, you know what, honey? I said, this is a deal. I'm going all in, and I believe with all my heart it's going to work because I'm going to work, but the reality is, now's the time, and even if it doesn't work, I'm going to absolutely go down working and doing what I absolutely love. All in. I said, this is it. It was like in that moment, it was a moment of truth for me. It was like decide and go all in or not, because I had been talking about it. I had been thinking about it. And I said, I'm all in. And in that moment was so interesting. I felt such a freedom come over me. And I felt such a sense of adventure and really a sense of romance. Like finally, I was facing the love of my heart, you know? It's like I had been yearning and longing to do this. And so I said, I'm all in. And I gave my desires and my dreams my undivided attention. I fully engaged. And let me tell you, within that week, I got 3 calls seemingly out of nowhere. Yes, 3 new coaching clients. I ended up launching my book within a month. And let me tell you, it's like everything began to shift. In that moment of decision, yes, change takes time, but in that moment of decision, I transformed and my life transformed. So imagine what you could do if you weren't so distracted. What if? All of a sudden, there wouldn't be all these what ifs anymore, because you would say, you know what? I'm committed. I'm all in. I am creating the desires of my heart. Today's the day, my dear. Stop waiting and start creating. If not now, when? Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. What is that longing that's been in your heart for so long? And it's been asking, it's been begging, it's been quietly waiting to be recognized. It has been patiently waiting for you to turn to it and say, yes, you are my top priority. What is that for you? My dear, that is your dream. That is the desire of your heart. Your purpose, your mission, your passion, your future. This, my dear, is your life. Are you willing to receive it fully and say, yes, you're my priority? Are you willing to make your heart's cry, your heart's song, your priority? Write down what that is. Contemplate it. Take a look at it and ask yourself, what if I wasn't so distracted? Imagine what I could do. I would so love to hear from you. I would love to know what you just committed to. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and sipping on life with you, my dear. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.